Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Prapamonton Iamchan. Thank you very much for being here, first of all. And you are the actress of the film Anatomy of Time, which is really quite a wonderful film. I watched it last night, and I got to say, it was very powerful, very moving. And I just wanted to ask you, first of all, as a first question, how did this journey in the movie begin for you? And what were you immediately attracted to about this project?
First of all, I just, like, in the normal process of being in movies, go for casting because they're open call for that, and I go for casting. And at first, I was reading the script. I was quite interesting because I know that there was an adaptation from the book before in Thai. It's called Vela also. And it's because this movie is mostly about the past of the woman. Yeah, so I quite interesting to be in this because I want to understand what in this woman's mind, because we live in a different time or period, so there was a different thought between us.
Yeah. So you wanted to understand the what did you like about the character? Maybe it was something that you discovered during that process of trying to understand.
I think she's like normal people, but she is, I think she's very intense and also wild in some point. Yeah, but yeah, because I was not be able to watch the whole movie, so I was kind of like reminds from what I
sure, yeah. I understand. It's probably part of the process too that the director applied. Yeah. And but do you also consider yourself an intense person in your personal life?
Sometimes, yeah. Okay. So sometimes, but
yeah. This film to me felt a lot like a very spiritual film. So I also wanted to ask you, do you feel like you're a spiritual person? And do you have a spiritual approach to acting?
Yeah, lately because of... Yeah, actually, it's happened to all of the young generation in Thailand because now the political situation in Thailand was increased in 10 and people lost their hope and their dreams a lot, so they become more spiritual in some other ways, yeah.
That's interesting, yeah. Do you feel that your generation has lost hope and spirituality is the way, it's kind of a solution to get out of it?
Yeah, that's very popular in Thai right now. People become like more interested in some supernatural things, witch or something like that. But it's quite interesting because even though they were become more spiritual in some other way because they lost their hope and dreams, somehow they're The democratic is what they are,
right?
What their hope for the best for them.
Okay. Hey. So also another thing that I wanted to ask you is because this film deals with time a lot. Do you feel like you are sensible to the passing of time?
Yeah, sure. Because of that period of time, the woman who lives in that time was not quite like this generation because this generation we have a brave to speak their mind, but not in that time.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was the kind of very sad for them.
Do you feel like we live in times where, again, time moves faster than it used to?
Yeah, because of the social network.
And again, using that word, do you feel that it gets too intense sometimes?
Yeah, it gets too intense sometimes because you know, you happen to know everything, what every people thought about you or feel about you. So that's quite intense for me.
And what about, so is acting a way for you to escape from that intensity that you just mentioned?
I don't think that was an escape for me. I think that was the alternative way to learn people for me. Yeah, so that one, that was an escape for me. That was quite like a learning, the learning process of human for me.
Yeah. So we're going to have to wrap it up. But it was nice. It was very nice talking with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's very nice
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.